It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness.
It's not exactly the tale of two cities, but Petersburg's acting city manager, Carl Hagerman, is awaiting the end of the Secure Rural Schools Act with about as much enthusiasm as Sidney Carton awaited the guillotine.
We're not looking forward to that day at all, and we definitely struggle with where to find the money to maintain our local roads.
Although Hagerman, who will by now have returned to his regular job as public works director, was not around to see it, Petersburg also benefited from large amounts of paving during Southeast's legislative heyday in the late 1980s and early 1990s.
And here we are, you know, 20 years later, and a lot of that paving that was done at the time is in need of touch-up, and we still have plenty of other paving opportunities in Petersburg that have yet to be done at all. So we have a lot of need here in Petersburg and not a lot of money to get it done.
The Secure Rural Schools Act has been a boon for communities like Sitka and Petersburg. It used to be called timber receipts. In fact, on Sitka's city budget, the line item still reads stumpage. Recently, it's been just over $1 million annually in Sitka, which has been split between the city government and the school district. In Petersburg, Hagerman says they've used Secure Rural Schools Act money to set up a dedicated fund for road maintenance, which helps explain why he's unhappy that Alaska's congressional delegation has warned recipients of the funding, which goes to rural forest lands all over the West, that renewal of the act likely will not be included in the 2012 budget. That, says Hagerman, leaves Petersburg in a familiar bind.
The millage rate in Petersburg is capped at 10, so every opportunity or proposal to increase that has to be approved by the voters, much like is going on in Sitka right now. So I don't have a whole lot of hope that something like that would fly with our local electorate either. But there's something needs to happen sometime in the future. We definitely have a need pretty soon to make sure that we don't fall short once that Secure Rural Schools funding goes away.
In Juneau, it's another tale altogether. Rod Swope manages our capital city.
We currently have a 5% sales tax. And we typically will allocate 1% of that, which equates to about $8 million a year, to maintaining or improving our streets, sidewalks, and stairways.
If this news story truly were a Dickens novel, Swope wouldn't be anywhere near a guillotine. He'd be carving the prize turkey at the Cratchits' home on Christmas Eve.
Yes, I think we're doing pretty well with this approach.
The $8 million of its sales tax that Juneau spends on road maintenance is what Sitka generates in sales tax, period. Juneau's population is over three times greater than Sitka's, and it gets about four times as many cruise ship visitors. This may explain why it's so far ahead in sales tax revenue. But Swope cautions that roads alone are a tough sell for taxes. The road money has to be bundled with more high-profile expenses.
I don't know how well it would fare if it was a separate sales tax initiative for only for roads and streets and sidewalks. But I think what's critical here is it has been included with an additional 2% for, you know, police, fire, pretty basic and critical health safety public service operations.
So where does that leave Sitka on Tuesday? Raising the property tax cap by a half mil will generate roughly $500,000, enough to offset the city's loss of Secure Rural Schools funding, which would be a nice short-term fix if we were Petersburg, but far short of the actual cost of maintaining an urban environment anything on a par with Juneau. Sitka's Administrator Jim Dinley has asked for a place to start. Voters on Tuesday will decide whether or not to give him one.
It's a far, far better thing I do than I have ever
reporting
done.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
It's a far, far better rest I go to than I have ever known.